Heroes missing, Oscar Robles, Youngham, Oscar Moreno, Mohamed and Vika.
Okay. Well, look, we might as well get started, given that it's nearly 5 past. I'll just get the agenda up. Okay, Gabby, the first item on the agenda is CCNSA secretariat issues, which I think is for you.
Well, sure. I just wanted to say that I have got someone to help me out with a minute. Hooray. And that's Christina. She's from Sweden, just like me, and she's living in Poland, just like me. So, yes, Christina, would you like to say something?
Yeah, hello, everybody. I'm happy to be here, and I'm looking forward to working with you. And it's
well, welcome. Welcome, Christina, and thank you very much for being brave enough to take on the role of working with Gabby.
Thank you.
Hopefully it'll all become clear to you in time, and then you can tell us, because it's not clear to us at all, and everything will be good. Item two is the confirmation of the approval of the minutes and actions from the call on the night on the two calls on the 9th of June and the 24th of June. Gabby, do we actually, can we just deal with any outstanding action items if there are any?
Yeah, sure. There are a few outstanding action items, and that's action 4201. That's CCNSO secretariat to call for new members to the Strategic and Operational Planning Working Group. We had a meeting, and we decided that we will wait to do this call until after this council call.
Okay.
And next action item 4202 is Bart Boswinkel, Norm Rich and Eberhard Lisse to work on drafting the new technical working group charter. That's on its way. I think Eberhard is still working on some part, but it's on its way.
Yeah, Eberhard is, he was very busy, and he will, over the next week, will provide a first draft. So he took the lead on this one.
Good.
And the final outstanding action is action 4203, the CCNSO secretary to make a call for new members to the tech working group. We gather that we should wait to have the charter finalized before we do the call.
Makes perfect
so
sense.
Once that is out the charter, then we'll make the call.
Good. All right. Good.
Although it wasn't a action item, can I just go back to minute 2.3 of the 24th of June and inquire whether there's an update on the CCNSO GAC liaison working group?
Sorry, I'm just trying to find the minute. You said the 24th of June, didn't you?
Yeah.
What number was it?
Minute 2.3.
2.3, sorry. Thanks. Hang on. Let's wait for my reader program. There we go. Possibly. I have a little bell ringing in the back of my head that says buried somewhere in my email box would be a note, but that does not necessarily mean that I'm being accurate. I just, for those of you that may not be aware, Heath has resigned as the president or whatever he was, chief executive of Internet NZ. Although he is continuing in a role of dealing with international business, which includes this. I can't immediately find a note, so what I will do is I will send a note out tonight, which is now, to ask whether I have lost the note or whether I don't have one.
I think I vaguely recall seeing something. I was just asking for an update. So
I'm fairly sure I did see something, Leslie, but I can't remember what it was. I do know that the last definite thing I know was that he was working through repopulating the working group, and Yanis
yeah.
had said that there were people and so on, but I need to, I'll send a note out.
Chris?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Chris?
Yeah, who's that?
Yeah, Patricio here.
Hi, Patricio.
I'm supposed to be part of that repopulation. He's asked me, and I said yes, but I haven't heard from him after that.
Okay, well that's not desperately encouraging then. I'll see what I can find out. I will send a note to the list within the next 2 days. Once I've tracked Keith down, which shouldn't be too hard. The New Zealanders beat Australia at rugby 2 days ago, so he'll be desperate to talk to me so that he can enjoy the.
Of course, I'm not going to mention any cricket, Chris.
No, don't mention the cricket. Well, you see, the thing with the cricket is that actually I kind of, you know,
you always win.
If the Australians had won, I would have gone, yeah, great, Australia. Now the Brits are, yeah, great, it's England. Because that's the joy of being a tourist in the world. Thank you. I will get back to the council on the GAC thing.
Thank you,
Chris. Could you include me in that email?
Yes, I will. Hi, who's that?
Vigas just joined, so I'm late.
No problem at all. So who's
Vika.
That?
Vika.
Hi.
Is it Vika? Was there somebody else?
No, it's just Vika.
Okay, cool.
Go ahead.
All right, so now, Gabby, approval of timelines for council nominations and appointment of the election manager.
Yes, I don't have much to add to that. I sent out the timeline, the suggested timeline last week. This is just because we have to, as always, we have to launch nominations and elections to the council.
Yeah.
It's just a question, does anyone have anything against the suggested timeline?
Ooh. Hello, someone's on the phone. Sounds vaguely like a steam engine. I don't think so, Gabby. I think as long as everyone's clear that the campaigning period, if you will, closes just before Seoul, and the voting closes after Seoul. Now the positions commence after Kenya, don't they?
Yes, it's in March 2010.
It's at the end of the next. It's at the end of the first ICANN meeting of the year.
Yes.
Which is in Kenya.
Yes.
So the current councillors sit for the Kenya meeting, and then
yes.
new councillors take their seats at the end. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So just so that everybody knows, in case you haven't checked, the people who are due to retire in March 2010, in no particular order, are Paulos, me, Leslie, Oscar Robles, and Oscar Moreno. 1, 2, 3, that was 5, wasn't it?
Yep.
So those of you who are due to retire should please consider whether you wish to put your names forward again for another term. But none of that has anything to do with the actual timing. Does anybody have any questions or comments about the Gabby's suggested timeline? Good. Okay, Gabby. So you've got, that's your timeline approved.
Yes. Yes, and then we also need to approve the election manager.
Appoint.
And that'll be
Appoint.
You, would it?
Yeah.
Does anybody object to Gabby being the election manager?
No.
Okay, so Gabby, you are the election manager. Heartiest congratulations. Well done. Enjoy. Okay, good. Working group updates. delegation and redelegation. Bart?
I'm going to send out an email today to seek a, it's called a doodle? Yeah, the doodle. For the upcoming, I'm planning to organize one for the week of the second week in September. So that's the week from Monday 7th until Friday the 11th and see when everybody's available.
Okay.
And then we start. And the what needs to be done and prepared for the Sydney or for the Seoul meeting is a kind of overview of the issues, probably more in a discussion format, I would suggest, than in a document.
Yeah, that's right. Who's on that working group? It's kind of massive, isn't it?
Cause it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite huge. I am one of them.
Yeah.
Yes, congratulations.
I've got subscribers on the email list.
Yeah, so there are a number of people on the working group, and then basically it's an open list, isn't it?
Yeah, more or less,
okay,
yeah.
Cool. All right, well, let's try and do that. The other, but if that doesn't work out, we could try and do it the following week when I'm in Geneva.
Yeah. No, but I try to do it, say, that week, because the week before, say, next week, we're going to have the IDM working group. So, yeah.
Okay.
The sooner the better. But see what happens. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Byron, Strategic and Operational Planning Working Group, that's yours.
Okay, thank you very much. Well, the activity since our last meeting has been relatively limited, but we have had a call and some exchange of correspondence. Basically, we reviewed the survey results from the last ICANN meeting in Sydney, and we were encouraged by the feedback we got. I would say based on the survey results, we provided some value to the group, and
absolutely.
I think we're on the right track in terms of trying to stimulate feedback and interest and activity around the ops and strat plans from ICANN. So with that sort of basic premise, we're going to move forward into the Seoul meeting and provide a recap of the survey results. We're also, now when I say survey results, those were survey responses to the actual presentation we did in Sydney.
Mm.
One of the things that fell out of there is trying to determine exactly what the core items to focus on should be for our working group as well as the broader community. So one of the things we're going to do is actually send out a survey to the entire CC community, basically requesting information in terms of what the community believes are the core items of interest to try to winnow down the wide range of topics to a small manageable number that we as a working group can focus on, provide some research and materials on back to the community to help to help the community focus on those core items. So that survey will be going out within the next about 4 weeks. And that will provide approximately another 4 weeks for the community to provide feedback, and then a summary of those results will be provided at the Seoul meeting. So that's one of the core items that we'll be focused on in the next little while. The other thing that we need to have happen in the interim is to broaden the working group a bit. It was a reasonable level of effort for a fairly small group, and certainly when it comes to strategy and the operating plan, I think more voices would be helpful, and I would like to certainly put out to those on this call, we need your help, and your voices are important, so anybody who would like to join our group, we would certainly welcome you, and we will be putting out a broader call, I think, Gabby, correct me if I'm wrong, but just shortly after this meeting or this conference call.
Yes.
So that, you know, in a nutshell, that's what's happening and what one of the core items that we'll be working on in the near future, and then we will be providing a summary and update at the Seoul meeting.
Byron, given that the Strategic and Operational Planning Working Group is one of those, is a working group that almost uniquely is driven by a cycle.
Yes.
For us anyway, almost uniquely is driven by a cycle. What might be really useful is if we could get a note of intended goals for the third the first, the second, and the third meeting of each year.
Okay.
You know, where should we be at in, you know, meeting one, meeting two, meeting three, given the operational plan and strategic plan cycle?
Absolutely, we can just build on, I think, the one that we provided for the operating cycle, because I think of the three meetings, as you point out, there's a very definite cycle, or there's supposed to be. Now, of course, put out the strat plan at the moment, like right now, as they are supposed to have, but barring aberrations from the stated cycle, we can certainly put forward a timeline that gives the CC community a very clear indication of where we're supposed to be and what our goals are during the cycle.
Now, obviously, as you say, clearly, you know, that's dependent. Our timing and our cycle is dependent to some extent, well, to a great extent, on what ICANN does. But nonetheless, it would be useful just to have a guide.
Absolutely.
Thanks.
A picture is worth a thousand words, so we'll put,
indeed it is.
Put together a chronology, the visual depiction of it.
I tell you, Savalas a fortune. Does anyone have any questions on the Strat and Ops working group? Okay, good. 4.3 is the CCNSO GAC liaison working group, which we've already talked about. I will find out from Keith what's going on. 4.4 is a technical working group, which Bart's already reported on, and there's nothing more to say, is there, Bart, other than we're redrafting the charter and we're going to repopulate?
Yep.
4.5 is the meeting program working group. I guess that's Andre?
Yeah. You know, we have been working pretty well. We had some teleconferences, and I think you can all see the agenda or preliminary agenda for the next meeting. I think it was in the documents. For the meeting, so there's probably not much to say. The agenda is being prepared, and there are no problems.
Andre, I had a question on the agenda. I'm just trying to find the issue. Where has it gone? Now that was it. I just wanted to note that we're going to need a little bit of flexibility around the fast track. If everything goes really, really well, then we will be in Seoul, and there will be a document to go to the board, and we'll all be comfortable with it, and we can meet for about a minute and a half. If, on the other hand, we get to Seoul and there's a document to go to the board that we are not comfortable with, and we are going to try and deliver messages, serious consensus-based messages to the board on various issues, we may need a little bit more time. So I just wanted to flag that as an issue.
How much time do you think we will need?
I've got no clue, and that's why I'm saying we might need to be a little bit flexible. I guess if we had nine... I guess what I'm saying, Andre, is that currently you've got 9 till 10:45, and that sounds fantastic, and in fact it's entirely possible we won't use that much time. But if we found ourselves having to deal with some issues that need to have messages delivered before the board meeting on the Friday in Seoul, and that was running beyond that time, we might need to be a bit flexible. That's all I'm saying. I mean, I have I have a list. I was at the APTLD meeting in Beijing last week, and I delivered a presentation about where I think we're currently at. And where I think we're currently at that's problematic is that my understanding is that it's still intended that there will be an application fee, and that whilst that application fee may actually turn out to be quote voluntary unquote, it may not say that, and then there are sort of difficult language issues when people don't understand. But there are some stuff. There is some stuff we may need to deal with. I'm just flagging it in case.
Okay. So if I understand you correctly, you are telling me that you need some more flexibility around the second day IBM fast track block, right? Because
it's possible
that it will extend.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Chris, in fact, the session is in the beginning of the morning, so we can always start earlier.
Yeah, exactly. If we have to, we can start at 8:30 or something.
Mhm. Mhm.
Just so that I just wanted to flag it in case it becomes a challenge. That's all.
Okay, I understand it. We will work on that somehow. Yeah.
Does anybody have any other comments for me on the so far on the draft agenda or anything?
This is more a comment for the future. And I don't know. Maybe it might be useful to invite the chairs or at least members from the different working groups to attend at least the initial call of the programming working group in order to see whether they need a time slot, yes or no.
Yes, but wouldn't it be easier to do that simply by the program working group sending them a note?
That is fine as well, but as long as they one way or the other get involved in the whole planning scheme.
Well, I agree with that. I mean, it's clearly really important that if we're going to set aside time for working group updates, if we don't have any working group updates or some are lacking, then yes, we need to.
You're all for special slots.
Indeed. Okay. Any other comments so far on the draft agenda? Okay, cool.
I can just say that we're planning to send it out today or tomorrow as soon as possible so that people can start, arranging their travels and so on. So, but it will be clearly marked as a draft agenda.
Excellent. Thanks, Gabby.
Do you know if there are any plans for weekend activities prior to...
Mm-hmm. Yes, there will be, Dottie. There will be there'll be some things happening at least on the Sunday.
For the CCs?
But I don't know, I don't have any specific details of this. Well, hang on, maybe I do. Hold on. Let me just have a look. I do have a top secret draft agenda. ICANN agenda somewhere. Here we go. Sunday has things like the GNSO working session, the GAC plenary. There's an IDN overview. Apparently, there's a strategic and operational planning working group. Rumor has it.
That is correct. I can confirm the rumor.
But nothing specifically that's open, Dottie. It's mostly internal stuff at this stage.
And on Saturday, is there anything on Saturday?
Saturdays, no. Saturday, I've just got GNSO working sessions, and I've got board committees. Did you want to arrange something?
No, I'm trying to figure out when to arrive.
In time. I can tell you there's a hotel wedding on the Saturday, if you'd like to attend that. I'm sure that'll be great fun.
The hotel what?
There's a lot of wedding. There's a wedding.
Oh,
in the
a wedding.
Hotel.
A wedding.
Yeah,
okay.
On the Sunday. you're flying against time, so I'd get in on the Saturday if I were you.
Yeah. Okay.
But, you know. Okay. That's the meetings. Joint CCNSO, GNSO, IDN working group. Okay. This is the one that we have the charter for, which we sent out last week. And we'd like to try and approve that charter unless anyone has any questions or objections. It was included in Gabby's documents and we sent it out separately. Does anyone have any questions or comments to make about the JIG charter? Excellent. So in that case, we need to resolve to approve that. Gabby, can we just have a resolution that says resolve to approve the charter? We have a standard form for that, don't we?
Yeah, sure, that's no problem. But we need someone to propose and second.
Right.
I move that we approve the charter.
Thank you, Becky.
I'll second it.
And Byron, that was seconded. Thank you. Does anybody object? Good. All right. So in that case, we can take it that it's been approved. Bart, could you tell the necessary people?
Yep.
And let's organize a call at some point in the next few weeks. Just so everybody knows, the board, ICANN board in Sydney, agreed to set up a small experts working group to deal with some of the technical, the really hard technical issues that are outstanding, like variants and so on and so forth. And there may be a crossover between some of the items listed in this working group charter as maybe being for this one and actually what the technical group is doing. So the first job that we're going to get this new joint working group to do is actually to figure out what it is it's supposed to be looking at. And my sense of it is that there will be a little bit of conflict there because I suspect that GNSO people would like it to be looking at some stuff that we don't think it should be looking at. But let's see how we go.
Yeah.
We'll have a call in the next few weeks.
And one of the things is, again, so you know, there will be a call of volunteers either today or tomorrow.
Cool. How many do we need?
I think one, in principle, one from every region, but again, with flexibility, because this is, say, at least five members from the CCNSO.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Mm-hmm. Geographics, Bart, are you doing that?
Chris?
Hello?
Yes. Hello, Chris. Hi, I can't hear.
Sorry?
I can't hear.
Yeah.
Can I make a comment on the IDN working group?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, just to ask, all of the five members are going to be a co-chair for the working group, so may I ask how is the co-chair going to be selected?
How is the co-chair going to be selected?
Yes.
Good question. I think what we will do is wait until we know who's on the working group, and then we'll decide.
Okay.
Yeah.
But given at the moment we don't actually know who's going to be on the group, it's fairly hard to actually decide who the co-chair is going to be.
I thought that whether or not there's going to be an election, or is it going to be a consensus?
He's appointed by the co-chair. Is appointed by the CCNSO Council, as is the co-chair by or from the GNSO, appointed by the GNSO Council.
Right.
Okay. Cool. Excellent. Bart, geographic.
That's not one of mine.
Who's upsetting your kid?
As far as I'm aware.
Sorry, it's over here.
Is that you, Gabby?
Hello? It's Robin crying, if you hear anything.
How many times have I told you, Gabby? Gaffer tape.
Sorry.
start, geographic regions.
Currently, the issues paper has been published for public comment. It's just a overview of what the working group considers to be the issues. Public comment period is open until the 4th of September. Based on the comments, they will update, and the working group will draft a first or interim report to be published by SOL. That's about it. So if you want to provide input, public comment period is open until the 4th of September.
Excellent. Okay. Gabby, I've just walked away from my computer. What's the next item?
It's
incident response working group.
Oh, okay. Who's doing that?
Chris, can I ask?
Yes, Paolo.
This geographic working group, is it the CCNSO working group or is it the All ICANN working group?
It's the All ICANN working group. And it's chaired by Dave Archibald.
Okay, thanks.
Art, do you want to sort of run through that? Or?
Yes, it's, Becky, correct me if I'm wrong, you're on that working group as well. there's not very much happening since we've approved, or the CCNSO Council approved the charter, mostly due to holidays. We're starting up, we wait until Norm is back, Norm Ritchie. He's back by the 31st. We try to set up a first call, and we will go out for a call for volunteers shortly as well. So we got all the pieces in place, and we got the necessary people from the Stability, Security, and Resilience Department in ICANN involved as well. Becky and Norm Ritchie from the CCNSO currently, and we need to broaden the participation.
Right.
Okay, and so what should we expect to be happening in Seoul?
By that time, there should be some type of at least a high-level plan on how we want to act in the future. I know there is a real drive from the ICANN staff to make it work. So they probably do from that, say, the SSR department, and they've dedicated one or two people to work with us.
Right. Okay. Becky, did you have anything to add, or?
No, I think that Bart's got it completely right.
Okay, cool. What's the next item, Gabby?
Board update.
Sorry?
Message board update.
That must be yours, Gabby.
And a few months ago, there was a discussion in the council whether we should use message boards. And I've been looking into this, and I can now report. I've been trying something called Nabble. It's very good, and it works very nice and very easy, and it can be implemented within one day, if you like. However, after I used it and after I tried it and after I thought this is great, they told me that it's just an interim solution because we really look into something called Jive or vBulletin. So you can have it now or you can wait till we get the real thing, which is either Jive or vBulletin. So I really don't know what to do. If we urgently need it, we can have Nabble tomorrow. If we're happy to wait a few more months, I have tried to find out how long we need to wait, but I haven't got a clear answer yet. Then we should have to wait until we can implement one of the the ones that we actually will go for.
Well, we've waited this long, have we not?
Yes.
So, and Jive, Kieran is actually using Jive at the moment as a tool for the AC, the advisory committee supporting organization joint workshops. So it's not actually that hard to use Jive, and given that Kieran's already using it, perhaps what I might do is have a chat with him and say, instead of waiting for the incredibly slow technical response from ICANN, we can just use it ourselves. So shall we just sit tight and wait and see what happens?
Yes, I think it's yes, because I think it sounds a bit unnecessary to go for one thing, learn how to use it, and then, you know, start with something else.
Well, I'm sure if I ask Kieran for access to Jive for the CCNSO, it won't be a problem. So let's just sit back and I'll do that tomorrow. All right?
Okay. Fine.
Okay. The next item is the approval of the .cc/CCNSO membership application, which is a formality given that it's already been sent out. So does anybody have any objections to the approval of .cc as a member? No. Resolved, Gabby. Thank you.
Great.
Gabby, can you just tell us what the problem is? We've got one other outstanding application, haven't we?
Yes, from .tz, from Tanzania. However, the form was filled in by the wrong person, so I will contact the person who should fill it in and tell him that he should fill it in.
Carlos, are you clear with what's going on there?
Actually, I've been briefed that there is a redelegation process going on, so it may get in the way.
Well, yes, if there's a redelegation process getting on, that makes things complicated.
Well, IANA told me there is no issues. They don't know about this.
Well, they may have told you there's no issue, but it doesn't change the fact that there's no issue as long as the form is filled in by the right person. Which currently it isn't, so until it is, we can't be sure.
Yeah, well, I will pass on the message as well, and maybe the correct person would make the application.
Thank you.
Yeah, it should be the one who's listed as administrative contact in the IANA database.
Okay, Gabby, the next bit's yours. Can you explain this, briefly explain this travel guideline stuff and why do we care?
We care just because it's in the travel guidelines, so any change to them have to be approved by the council. We did these travel guidelines for people applying for CCNSO travel funding, and it's just they basically say how they should be distributed and in which time frame. And it's just a minimal change to the text, really. It used to say that I can need the names of the funded travelers 60 days in advance. Well, ICANN has changed this. ICANN has changed. They need them 90 days in advance now. So the whole timeline changes, and this is why we needed to update our travel guidelines. So it's just a formality, but needs to be approved by the council.
It's not just a formality. It's actually incredibly inconvenient.
It is, but we have already adjusted our...
And unnecessarily complicated. But I guess we have no choice.
Worry about is just it's just a formality.
Do we know why they need them 90 days in advance now?
They say it's because they have they need so much time to be able to arrange the visas for some, because actually it takes so long for some nationalities, and they also need to know the hotel needs to know how many rooms they want to reserve, and they get cheaper tickets so and so much in advance. But the main reason was the visa complications. 60 days was just not enough.
I guess that's the way it is, isn't it? I mean, you know.
Yeah, it's nothing that we can do about it. I mean, we can just reflect that time period in our guidelines. We just need to adjust it. So in this case, it's just a formality.
Okay, so I guess we just have to approve it then.
Please.
Okay. Okay, so what are we're just approving the changes as per your note?
Yeah.
Okay. Does anybody have any problem with that, apart from frustration and annoyance?
No, I don't have a problem.
Okay, the next two, the last two items, apart from any other business, which we've got maybe to the board resolutions, is update from GNSO and ALAC liaison.
We added the ICANN resolutions.
Yeah, well, that's under any other business, Gabby.
No, it has its own point.
That's it. At the last minute, you've added another item.
Yeah.
Okay, Bart, do you want to deal with the ICANN resolutions?
Yeah, it's just for your information. Gabby's forwarded it. The ICANN board passed two resolutions, or passed more resolutions, but two resolutions which on redirection, so that's wildcarding, and one on the whois and IDNs and the problems IDNs raise with regard to whois, and they seek and they request the CCNSO to respond and provide some guidance to the board and to staff. I don't know. Probably we need and you need some more background information on what the real issues are, but I think the council should have been should have been made aware of these board resolutions, because we this is the first council meeting after the Sydney board meeting.
What I think might be useful, Bart, is if you could give us a note on the background for both of the board resolutions that we need to know about.
Yep.
So the wildcarding thing stems from way back with VeriSign and stuff.
Yeah, and it's the response, or that is based on the ESSEC report of June 2009.
But it also is a response in respect to the wildcarding of .cm, isn't it?
Yeah.
So are the resolutions asking for input? Is that what's going on?
If you look at the board resolution itself, that in fact the one on the prohibition of redirection and synthesized DNS responses by TLD, so that's wildcarding, it resolved the board request that the CCNSO provide a report on mechanisms that could be employed to ensure that redirection and synthesis at the top level is effectively prohibited. Yeah. And it also invites the GAC to consider this, what measures should be taken, and it including it, the other one, the one on display and usage of internationalized registration data is again.
The board directs the internationalized registration data.
Yeah, it's of interest, including CCTLDs.
So that, we can wait for them to do that. But in respect to the wildcarding stuff, Becky, the board has asked us to provide a report on mechanisms that could be used to prohibit it at the top level, which is challenging. But I guess what we need to do as a starting point is to get a sort of status paper. And maybe we should try and find some time to have a session on this in Seoul, guys, if we can fit it in. Don't bowl me over with your enthusiasm, Gabby and Andre. But I'm sure we can find some time if we try hard enough. Because I think it is an issue we need to deal with. There are about 8 or 9 CCTLDs that wildcard at the top level, and the major one of those from the point of view of the international arena is .cm, and .cm is wildcarded, and so .cm is effectively diverting misspelt .com traffic, and whilst generally speaking, most CCs might not be particularly fussed about taking traffic from GTLDs. I suspect that most CCTLDs would be extremely fussed if they were losing traffic, because...
This is .tm?
CM, Becky, CM.
Oh, CM, okay.
Yeah.
Cameroon.
The guy who's done a deal with the Cameroon government is also trying to do deals with various other governments to wildcard .ne, because .net, .or, and so on. And again, it's like, well, if we see CSEs are losing traffic because of wildcarding from to GTLDs, we might be perhaps not very happy. And we need to be really clear that whilst this is a minor issue right now, it's going to be a major issue when we have IDNs.
I thought that the original wildcarding issue was a stability and security issue as opposed to just a traffic diversion issue.
Well, yeah, it was, Becky. I'm not suggesting that my point about traffic diversion is a major issue for ICANN. I'm saying it's a major issue for us, I think.
Oh, okay.
Paolos, are you back on the call?
I'll talk to the operator. She will dial him in.
Okay, cool. Just in time to be too late, probably. Let's get a status paper, Bart, if we can.
Yeah.
Referring back to the original VeriSign SiteFinder document, referring back to the original SSAC.
Let me have a look. I think what we need to do is start with the latest SSAC report because that is the basis for the board resolution.
Okay. Cool.
Could somebody from SSAC come and present on that?
I could ask.
Yeah, if Crocker can't make it, then...
There's some others as well.
There are others, so...
I'm making my life miserable, I have to say. I really don't know how to sit in that.
What was that, Gabby?
That you're making my life really miserable because I will have to try to find the time on for it.
Well, if you weren't so efficient, and if you didn't have the agenda sorted out so early, none of this would be a problem.
It would be more of a problem.
No, because we would have gaps in the agenda, and we'd be able to say, put that in.
Maybe we should just add another day. What do you think?
Yeah. Okay, let's move on. Liaison updates. Do we have an update, GNSO update?
Hi, I'm Hansan here.
Yeah.
I'm on a mobile phone, so if it's not clear, please feel free to stop me and ask me again.
It's not clear. I can hardly hear you.
It's terrible.
Are you on a Skype line or a...
No, I'm on a mobile line.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm finding it really hard to hear you, but carry on anyway.
Okay, because I'm in Beijing right now, so... I have to make use of the local phone here. Okay, for the IDN working group, the council is soliciting for members. So we should have the 5 members from the GNSO confirmed on the next meeting, which is going to happen in September. Right. The next item is that the new council will be seated in the Seoul meeting. So we'll be expecting new colleagues. And Avril, the current chair, will also be stepping down in Seoul. So we also be seeing a new GNSO chair at the end of the Seoul meeting. So officially, her term will end on Wednesday. And on Thursday, the new chair for the GNSO will take over. So that's all I have from the GNSO side.
Yep.
All right.
Keep going. Hello.
So that's all I have, so maybe we'll move on to Elec. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. That's kind of my report. Nobody catch it?
We can all hear you, just keep talking.
Okay, that's all I have.
Oh, that's all you have. Okay, cool.
Excellent. Yes.
Congratulations. Good. And it's going to be fascinating to see how the new two-house GNSO comes together in Seoul. Ron, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, everyone.
You are, Ron, as usual, the last item on our agenda. Not that I'm in any way...
Yeah, I'm used to that. I got 4 items that I think are of interest to CCNSO from everything that happens at ALAC. The, the, The first one, just harking back to the wildcard issues from 8.1, there was a lot of discussion on the Nugent report, the research report on the ccTLD space, and it occurred to me that the council, the CCNSO council, may or may not have read copies of that report. It is extremely interesting. It's very detailed, and I can send a link if there is anyone on this line who would like to read it and has not.
Yes, please, Dave.
Yes, please.
Okay, I will do that immediately after this call.
Ron, if you forward it either to Gabby or to the CCNSO secretariat, we will send a link to the maybe to this whole CCTLD community list.
Okay, it's extremely interesting. I think almost everyone will want to read it. I'll do that right away.
Okay, thank you.
The second item is the NCSG charter. That caused a lot of conflict. Hello?
Just keep going, Ron.
No, I can hear you.
Yeah, somebody
Don't
dropped off.
It, Ron. Just keep going.
The operator.
Okay.
Ron, just keep going.
Just keep going, Ron.
All right. As you will know, the ICANN board voted on the NCSG charter, and it was a 10-4 vote to adopt the SIP staff proposal over the NCUC proposal.
Mm-hmm.
This was, and the NCUC proposal was backed by ALAC. So the ALEC Executive Committee response to this was divided, with the majority accepting the ICANN board caveat that the charter would be reviewed in 1 year's time. The NCUC, however, published a 10-point reaction to the ICANN board decision, claiming that the board reasoning was false, that it included false statements, and that it was had been pressured by the commercial house in the GNSO. The NCUC also published derogatory remarks on the ICANN Watch website. The ALAC liaison has now resigned his post to the NCUC. So there's some concern over that. I don't know if anyone's interested in the NCUC response, but they're really upset about it, response to the board decision. Once again, I can send a copy of that response if anyone's interested.
Well, if you just include all the links in your note to us, that would be great.
Yeah.
Okay, I will do that. The public consultation. Just a moment, please. I want to leave that one. It's very complicated, and I don't want to take up your time, and I don't know this too much. But the essentially the ALAC has made a statement that reads, whilst the ALAC has not been able to review the proposal in depth, due to the volume of public consultations currently underway, they wish to make the following points. The entire current structure of independent reviews should be rethought, as it is increasingly clear that having multiple reviews conducted and implemented independently of one another, it's multiplying the complexity of the entire process and does not sufficiently take into account the growing interdependencies between the different component parts of ICANN.
Yeah.
Accordingly, it's the view of ALAC that the bylaw amendment proposed is not the right approach. It simply continues the present paradigm, and what is needed is a more more fundamental rethink.
So this is all about about the ongoing review structure of ICANN.
That's correct.
It's about
yes.
the independent review for disputes, though, isn't it? It's not really about the, you know, like the review of the council and the review of the CCNSO.
No, it's everything, isn't it?
Yes, it's everything. It is the
It's the basic review process.
The proposals for the systemization of organizational reviews.
Oh, okay, sorry. Because there's another, you know, there's that other independent review proposal that the staff, I guess that there is a public consultation on that as well.
Yeah. It's just one long review after another, really.
Mm. It is. The last thing is that ICANN is
the word paradigm, right?
The last thing is that ALAC is patting itself on the back. It's very proud that it actually started the policy process for the AGP budget provision and the AG limits policy on domain testing. And there has been a report which shows that the changes are, the results of the changes are absolutely dramatic. There were 17 million AGP deletes in June of 2008. But following the ICANN budget levy on excessive deletes, the number decreased to 2 million. With the implementation of the AGP limit policy, the total number of AGP deletes was 58,000, an overall decrease of 99.7%. And ALAC feels very proud that they started this, were instrumental in it, and that it's a great result.
If I didn't know any better, Ron, I'd say that people were using the delete system to game. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. However, what it really means is that
that you can actually win.
I'm sorry, everyone's breaking up. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, we hear you really well. Yeah, I thought I said was it means you can actually win.
I'm sorry,
you're fading, Chris.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll shut up.
Anyway, that's the end.
Ron, can I ask you a favor?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I heard you ask a favor, but I didn't hear the favor.
I'll send you an email. It'll be easier.
Okay.
Okay. Do we have any other items on the agenda that we need to deal with?
Can I ask a question?
Yes, Becky.
I wanted to ask whether we think that the CCNSO has an interest or concern in the consultation on the proposed additional independent review mechanism for disputes with ICANN. And I think that's sort of it's open until the 24th of September.
Right.
And the other issue is just there is this ongoing discussion about the requirement that's in the existing GTLD contract that requires, that prohibits them from owning an interest in registrars. That one seems maybe more tangential, but I guess I just wanted to know whether there are CC interests in either of those that we should be looking at.
I think there may be certainly in the first one, and possibly for those CCs who have a more sort of competitive approach to the GTLD market in the second one. So could we maybe, could you perhaps send a note through to Gabby just with the links?
Sure, absolutely.
And if you copy me, I must admit those have both passed me by. If you copy me, I'll have a read of them tomorrow and send out a note to the lists about them.
Yeah, okay. I think you're right. I think it may be that with respect to the registrar separation, that's something that individual CCs may be more or less interested in, but I certainly think that the independent review process is worth a look from us.
I think that's very relevant.
Yeah.
So if you just send the links out to me and to Gabby, we'll just work together and get something out to people.
Okay, great.
Thanks, Becky. Anyone else?
Chris, oh, I have something.
Yes, Gabby.
Survey. It's still open, but I want to close it down in about 1 or 2 weeks. So far we have 50 valid responses. Last time we had 61, so I'm still hoping that we will get a little bit closer to 61. And there's still a few councillors, CCPLDs, who haven't replied, so including Australia, by the way.
Yes, I'm aware of that. We're working on our response as you speak.
Oh, good. Anyway, so I'll be really grateful. I have sent reminders to all councillors and to reply. And, if you could just be aware of that, this server will close down soon. It would be great if we could have a few more replies.
Thanks, Gabby. And we're going to have a session on that in Seoul, right?
I'll give a brief update. See, I cut it down my session from half an hour to 15 minutes to fit in everyone. I just delete myself, perhaps.
The truth is, Gabby, if your session was 3.5 minutes, you'd be happier, right?
It's true. Yeah, but I think I do need 15 minutes, though.
Any other business or any other items anyone wants to raise? Okay, when's the next call, Gabby?
In a month's time or so. Let me check.
While she's doing that, thanks, everybody.
September.
Which?
Tuesday, 15th September.
Fantastic. I'll be in Geneva. I can hardly wait. Okay, cool. Thanks, everybody. We'll talk then.
Yep.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thanks,
okay,
everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.